Know anyone who could use a good ass chewing?
I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
But what if you could get that message delivered by an authentic drill instructor who spent 33 years in the Army?
Ha ha ha!
You asked for it. For just $35, you can get a customized knife hand ass chewing for a person of your choice straight from the Popster.
I think you aren't even good enough to whiff the farts from a dog's ass!
And monthly supporters of the regiment receive a $10 discount.
I am hard, but I am fair!
Use the Cash App code on the screen to send your donation along with notes on the person whose ass needs chewing. And the Popster will handle the rest.
So, shut the fuck up!
What's going on, you titillating trad wives? You see how what I did there? Yeah, welcome to Ride.
And Roast, which is live from the lair, or the car.
No, what? We're driving in Pop's house right now.
Well, I did live out of my car, so I kind of refer to it as a home.
Driving around like Bill Paxton and Twister. I think we're going in!
He was a good actor. It's a bummer he's dead.
Now, today's episode is almost like a part two of the last Ride and Roast that we did. Sort of. Because it doesn't come from the same source. But it shows you how a similar situation where you can deprogram a effinist and actually successfully turn her into a stay-at-home tradwife. It is possible. Like we said, some people do win the lottery.
Yeah.
But some people also get struck by lightning.
Yeah. So. You're right.
I believe a Wrecker 74 is one of our lives saved. So
all right.
Let's dive right in and see how he managed to deprogram an effinist. I mean, if you can program something, you can deprogram it, allegedly.
It's very difficult.
She has to want to. Like we said with the last chick, Mrs. Sheets, your heart does have to actually be in it. You have to accept responsibility for all of the decisions you made that got you programmed in the first place in order for any deprogramming to begin.
Well, the biggest deprogrammer is when she has a child.
Yeah.
Once they have that child and they want to, like, I want to stay home, a lot of that stuff goes right out the window.
You remember the one chick who was, there was a video that was posted online that went super viral. She was the adamant, I'm never having kids feminist, gets handed a baby and instantly started crying.
I want to take my top off and have skin-to-skin contact.
That's all it takes sometimes.
Yeah.
This is what my friends were telling me is toxic and oppressive.
Instinct over programming.
Yes. Women need to start trusting some of the instincts that they were given, not the ones that they were told they should have. Because that's the difference between instinct and programming. Yep. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, today I've come to tell you how I've deprogrammed my wife from being an effinist to a traditional stay-at-home housewife who cooks, cleans, and bakes all sorts of sourdough goodies. Oh, now I want a sandwich, bro.
That's how you get a spare tire.
Can your wife make me a spicy Italian? If she does, I'll slip her a spicy Irishman.
And the marriage phenomenon puts 25 pounds on you.
It does, yeah. My wife is a phenomenal cook. That's why it took me so long to start losing weight.
Yep.
Jeffrey Paul can tell you all about her chicken and dumplings. I expect to see him recounting the details in the comments. He still dreams about that. He's like, dude, I had a dream about that chicken and dumpling soup again.
Nice.
We met in January of 2020. She lived in Louisiana and I in Georgia. My former buddy, best friend at the time, was a Marine who was stationed on a base that I worked at. Did you give him crayons to eat at every party? Little horse duvries?
Do the wiggle dance.
He was on leave at home in Louisiana, where he is from, while transferring to Camp Lejeune.
Lejeune. That's a Marine Corps stomping ground.
It just sounds like Surrender Monkey Camp. I asked if I wanted to take a weekend and come visit him and see where he grew up. I said, sure, and on my way out there, he called and said that he had a friend of a friend that wanted to meet me. Oh, here we go.
There we go.
Well, we meet and all hang out that weekend. After that, we just kept in touch. She ended up coming to visit me twice throughout the year, and I came to visit her twice. Conjugal visit.
There we go.
We decided to start dating, and at the end of 2020, we decided that we would move in together where she lived in Mississippi. An effinist in Mississippi?
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
My guess is, if she's a former feminist, she might have let some other dudes pee-pee in her eye. And the SS stands for slippery sausage.
Yeah.
How about we start with a small, tossed salad?
Fast forward to July of 2021, and we elope. That's the way to do it. And I'll tell you what, if she allowed you to elope, the seeds were already there for you to deprogram her.
Yeah.
Because most effinists, if they actually successfully manage to tie a man down, want the big blowout, and then they wake up next to you the following morning after you slipped one by the goalie, I think we made a mistake.
Uh-oh.
Da, da, da!
You're shitting me. I'm not shitting on you.
I would say that that never happens, but happened to one of my wife's coworkers.
Ooh.
Literally, they courted. Everything was amazing. Wedding went off without a hitch. $35,000 into the wedding. The morning after, I think we made a mistake.
Here we go.
Holy shit.
I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
You should not pay that kind of money to get married.
And if a woman will let you elope, do it. Take the money that would have gone into the stupid blowout wedding, buy yourself a house, and get a catered barbecue. That's what you do.
Okay.
Thousands upon thousands of dollars cheaper, and then you know that she actually just wanted to be married to you. There's a big difference between a woman who wants to be a bride and a woman who wants to be a wife.
Yeah, a lot of women want to be that bride. Because they like the party and the attention, but after the fact, they don't want to actually live the life.
Mm-hmm. They want the champagne, wine, and roses of that one day to extend to the next 35, and that doesn't happen.
It's not going
to
happen.
Jail. Most places were still shut down, and we didn't have the money for a wedding. Should have just done it anyway.
Yeah.
The trouble begins when we get in an argument about her mother.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go. Now we understand. We're about to get a glimpse of where the programming came from.
There we go. Yep.
Her mom is a former, I'm adding the quotes here, dominatrix.
Oh my God.
And is polyamorous and in an open marriage.
No! God, please, no! 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 No!
That's not a good thing.
It is. Pure narcissism. We made a whole episode about it. Links in the Meat Gazer box. It's criminally underviewed, so share that shit, especially on Reddit, where they totally love us in that community.
We've been banned.
You know what you're talking about? I don't care if it's all sourced.
They got so mad at that one. Yeah. And you know what? If you guys really want to pick some fights, post my videos on Reddit.
They'll go berserk. It's hilarious.
It is comedy gold.
Do it! You want to help us out? Help us piss people off. Because these are people who live in an alternative reality. So when the real one, you know, knocks at the door or calls them up and they can't send it to voicemail anymore, they just can't cope. Those people, I can't even. That's them. All of them. Reddit.
100%.
You're retarded?
My father-in-law is a retired National Guard mechanic of 33 years and has three deployments, two to Iraq and one to Afghanistan, if I'm not mistaken. I'm hoping there's an explanation for why he completely cucked out to this woman then. After he came back from those, he was pretty messed up in the head. So my mother-in-law pulled the I'm not happy card.
Yeah. I've been there. I know the deal.
But instead of divorcing him, demanded that they stay married and she be allowed to sleep with whoever she wants.
Yeah, dude, that dude needs to get the hell out of there. That is so bad for your ego and your man, no.
Would you believe me if I told you that that was only half the sentence?
Okay.
But he's essentially not allowed to sleep with anyone else, and they don't sleep together.
Yeah, he needs to get the hell out of there.
Your mother-in-law's name Cheryl, by any chance?
No, I get it. You know, maybe he wants to have company. He doesn't want to feel alone. He's got that home feeling when he's there. But you're being disrespected and dishonored. Do not stay in that circumstance.
Evict yourself from this situation and not your meat suit.
Correct.
Sir, you are a veteran. You have fought for this country. If you can't get respect at home, what the fuck are you doing?
That's right. Go make a home somewhere else.
God in heaven. This dude would have been an apex predator poonhound as soon as he got back from the service. And this is what he came back to?
Yes.
Holy shit, bro.
You're killing me, Smalls.
This is very unhealthy for you.
Short redemption arc.
Okay.
That hasn't stopped him from banging other women behind her back.
Yes! Good.
Fuck that bitch.
Just
no pun intended.
Get rid of her, man.
They have separate rooms in their house. She didn't want to lose the benefits of being a military wife, mm-hmm. and his parents are extremely Catholic, so he caved.
Well, I mean, you know, she wants the open wallet. I mean, that's
yeah. She wants
much
the
it.
She wants the military health insurance. She wants the prestige of being able to tell her friends that her husband fought for his country and all this shit. That's fine and dandy. His status elevates her in her own eyes.
I mean, women love the ribbons, the brass, the pomp and circumstance of the military, but it does get old quickly, and women.
It just
start stabbing you in the back. It's just what happens.
It just goes to show you what women will do for status. And the fact that he is willing to go along with this, though, that pains me.
That's right. If he can bang other women, he needs to, like, go find another woman and get rid of this.
There.
Yeah, get the hell out of there. Eject.
Eject. Okay? But okay, get your tokens for Ga'ah and Na. Get a buddy that you trust, okay? Start stashing away your resources, okay? File the papers. Tell them that the money was all lost in a tragic Ga'ah and Na accident. Freeze this bitch into poverty, which is exactly where she belongs. She wasted your life.
And get all of your sentimental shit out of that house, because she will destroy it, and there's fuck all you can do about it.
He came back from one war zone just to live in another.
Yeah.
Is there anything more insulting to a veteran's ego, to his consciousness, than that?
Well, I mean, when it happened to me, and I discovered how extensive the wood chipper of penis was, there's no going back. I mean, you just can't. You can't fix that.
And when it's happening in your own house to the point where you have to sleep in separate bedrooms.
You're done.
At this point, it's not even the respect from her, because obviously he never had it in the first place. It's his own lack of self-respect
that pains. That's right. I was just going to say that.
Oh, that's awful. It's fucking awful.
This is paining me, man.
Oh, dude.
This is paining me.
If this gets any worse, I'm going to start to sweat from secondhand embarrassment.
Secondhand embarrassment. I hate it when that happens.
It's a very real phenomenon.
You made that up.
Did I now?
When I learned about her mom's lifestyle, I called her mom a lying, cheating whore for being in an open marriage. They had been hiding it from my father-in-law's super Catholic parents. I grew up in a Navy family and the grandson of a Southern Baptist preacher. Needless to say, my life was pretty strict and conservative. You were raised right.
Yes.
Let's be honest. Because all those same people out there claiming that we don't need God to point us in the right moral direction are the ones who are doing the polyamory thing, the druggy hippie thing.
The grooming.
All that shit. So, yeah. All you atheists, you can leave your fucking, you know, brain batter in the comments. Don't care, not gonna read it.
Damn.
If you look carefully here in the palm of my hand, you'll see that it's filled with the fucks I give.
It's empty. What?
So my wife had the feminist programming and told her mom, and thus began her plan to destroy me.
Here we go.
About a year later, my mother-in-law decides to marry the other man she's been seeing, probably just to do the exact same shit to him.
Correct.
Also an army vet, about 20 years younger than her and about 15 years older than me. Now, who is this soy boy simp brain mangina who managed to put a uniform on and not have the uniform throw him up out of disgust?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, as a military guy, you know, honing in on someone else's fucking wife is it's deplorable.
That is about as dishonorable of a thing as you can do to a fellow veteran as anything I have ever heard.
I mean, it's one thing if the woman's been divorced for a few years, even though I don't recommend that.
Now, if you walk in on that and catch a load on your pant leg, is that friendly fire?
No. No, it's not.
Because what do we always say about friendly fire?
It's not.
It's never friendly. Exactly.
No. Never friendly.
Even if it's special friendly.
No. Oh, that's just horrible.
It's disgusting.
God! It's the mental image, you bastard.
I can't imagine being in this fucking situation. You know, you come home from work and you find your wife, girlfriend, what have you, just getting railed by Jamal. You just wanted to know if there was pizza rolls in the freezer. Next thing you know, he hears the doorknob click. Jamal turns around. Next thing you know, you got a chorizo bruise on your eye from getting hit in the face with his massive erection. And your wife's saying, get out! Get out!
Yep.
Worst day for everybody. Why was that so vivid and specific?
Well, to be honest with you, those mental images are scarring me. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
You bastard.
This is why I'm here.
You bastard!
Bastard!
Pour me a tall one!
Looks like a vanilla smoothie with personality.
Mm, that is silky, chunky, fantastic!
Well, she wanted my wife to be in the wedding. This is where the problems really begin.
Oh my God.
I feel like Mr. Burns right now. Excellent.
Excellent.
I told her I didn't want her to be involved because neither of us agreed with it. And if we were to have kids in the future, how would we explain the wedding pictures that don't have grandpa in them? Well, this starts a series of arguments that end up in my mother-in-law conspiring with my wife's friends to brainwash my wife into leaving me. No, this never happens.
Oh, no.
Women don't get their gaggle of goons together on Galentine's Day to attempt to nuclear detonate your life, right?
Well, they disintegrate your reputation, they assassinate you, they bring you down, they build justifications so it's okay that they fuck you over.
This is like the bizarro world inverse of administrative violence, where you're literally making shit up to build the record.
They want to pad against the guilt.
Yes. It's padministrative violence.
Yes.
Only one of her friends said it was wrong and a bad idea, and also thought I'd kill them all over it because I was scary looking and had guns. Well, to be fair. When you're talking about detonating someone's reputation from orbit with a gaggle of lies, that is a legitimate concern to have.
It is. It is. Well, I would love to see a bunch of court cases where dudes actually sue these bitches for character assassination.
Freeze these bitches into poverty.
That's right. It's all fun and games until put a lien on your fucking house, bitch.
Yep. The repo man showed up, and sorry, he's a eunuch. You can't seduce him.
Well, no shit.
One night, while I was at my local card store playing Yu-Gi-Oh! With my friends, my wife secretly packed up her half of the apartment into a U-Haul trailer with her friends and took the back roads to avoid me seeing them as they were leaving while I came home.
Uh-huh.
This never happens either. Yeah. I called my wife when I didn't see her truck in our parking spots and got a text saying that she wouldn't answer until I read her letter inside. The Dear John letter, incoming. I walked into an absolutely destroyed apartment with half of everything gone and a Dear John letter with her wedding rings on the table. I called her crying and begging her to come back. It didn't work. Shocker. As soon as you cry and beg a woman to come back, you've given her all the power. Sorry, go ahead.
Here's another thing. Now, knowing what I know now, if I was with a woman that ever did that to me, would be it.
Good riddance.
That would be, I mean, it would hurt, it would suck, but that would be it.
That'd be it, yeah.
Because a man's honor and respect are the top billing of your mind and soul. And if a woman's going to do that to you, never compromise that stuff. It's a wrap.
Yeah. And because of her feminist programming, I guarantee you this was just the first obvious sign of trouble. Wrecker, if you look back through more of your story, there's probably more red flags there that you may have ignored.
Or hints.
Yeah.
Hints that that was going to happen.
Now, what I'm really curious about is knowing the ending ahead of time, you know, because he did like the Pulp Fiction thing where we're kind of jumping around in chronology here. We know that this eventually works out well. My question is, how do you come back from this? Let's take a look.
All right.
Wow.
This is tough. This is a tough one.
This is very tough.
He has not read this to me before. This is the first time I'm hearing it.
If this happened to me, happened to you, we would be out.
Yeah,
we would be done. We would be calling up saying, where do you want me to leave the rest of your shit? Because within 48 hours, if you haven't come back to get it, you're going to find it on fire and a pile on the lawn.
I wouldn't even do that. I would just quietly disengage and be gone.
be gone.
That's it. No need to get all nasty or do shit. You just say, okay, and you get another apartment because you don't want to live in the same place.
No.
All right, just get the hell out of there and start over, and it is what it is.
If you stay in the same place after a woman does something like this to you, sooner or later, regret starts to peek in, and then you're going to start to see them driving by your place, or friending old buddies on social media, asking them for dirt on you. Happens all the time.
Or the constant reminders.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not good either.
She ended up calling me at 2:30 a.m. that night, but I ignored her. Later, she told me at that point she knew she screwed up and wanted me to ask her to come back, but she wanted me to say it. Didn't you already call her up crying and begging her to come back?
Correct.
So she wants you to double down on stupid. That's funny. I had drank half a bottle of whiskey and had my gun in my hand, but I was watching Pop's videos.
All right. All right.
At this point, I've been watching for about 3 years, and I've been watching y'all since fall of 2018.
Good, good.
Thank God. That night, one of her friends, who I later found out helped her do this, texted me out of the blue asking how I was doing. I thought it was strange and told her what happened. She wanted to see what I would say. Yeah, this happens all the time. Your wife was in the background of this phone call.
It's called a test, text, or call.
Eventually, it turns into an argument with her because she tries to throw my religion into my face and says, well, if God didn't want people to be like this, he wouldn't create them like this.
Yeah.
It's called free will, dumbass. We made the decision to become this way. Don't use a book you don't understand to back up your point. It makes you look like a retard.
Wow.
Every time an atheist tries to use the Bible to back up their points, I was like, if you don't believe it, you don't understand it.
Don't use it.
So don't use it, okay?
Yep.
That'd be like me trying to bust out the Quran when I know that Islam is bullshit. And then proceeds to say that my wife's miscarriage earlier in the year was actually her taking an abortion pill because she didn't want to have kids with me and only married me out of pity.
That would be it for me. That's it right there. Oof.
That almost sent me over the edge.
Oh my God.
Someone was gonna die that night, and I called my dad and told him what happened.
Oh my Lord.
He was pissed and sad all in the same breath.
Which is understandable.
That's exactly how both of us feel right now.
Yep.
But convinced me not to kill myself or anyone else. It's a good dad right there. I'm glad that you have him in your life. So I decided that if my mother-in-law wanted to destroy my life, I'd do the same thing to her. And now we have officially entered...
administrative?
Well, I was going to say the realm of Pop's vengeance.
Yes, administrative violence. Listen, I'm a revenge kind of guy. I love revenge movies.
Well, I mean, in this case, we know exactly where this is going. If you've been paying attention.
Wow.
Because, of course, they had been hiding their lifestyle from my father-in-law's parents, who are super Catholic. So I decided to let them know what happened, why it happened, and that they had been getting lied to and told them about the open marriage that had been going on for years without them knowing.
That's a nuclear warhead behind the lines, man. You're destroying the supply lines. You're tearing everything up. Wow!
I'd say he took off and nuked the entire site from orbit.
Exactly.
It's the only way to be sure.
That's right. Holy, that's actually a good maneuver. I approve.
It blew up spectacularly in my in-laws' faces. So much so that my father-in-law was almost disowned. And he threatened to sue me over it for defamation. Well, see, it's a funny thing about defamation, father-in-law cuck, sir. It has to be untrue.
That's right.
If it's the truth and you want to sue over defamation, you just don't like that you were caught being a soy boy cuck mangina when you should be a representation of what defends this country, which is honorable, which
Correct.
You are not.
Holy
not
smokes.
Only did he agree to have this done to him, but he also agreed to have it done to him in secret to the point where he was keeping his life from his parents.
That's a problem.
That's a huge problem, okay?
That
means you know you're fucking up and you're doing it anyway.
No. You're not just fucking up. You're fucking up by the numbers.
Yes.
In cadence exercise.
That's right.
Oh, hey. It's exactly what's happening.
And 6 to 8 of those numbers are going up your ass by proxy every single time your woman takes the hose, then it's not yours.
Yeah, your woman's getting hit so hard from behind, the other dude's balls are bouncing off your chin.
How many times have you kissed her goodbye and given a blowjob by proxy?
I'm going to vomit. Thank you. That was awesome.
Just
it's a horrible image.
You're going to get DNA dysentery.
Listen, we got to write these all down because that shit's hilarious.
Okay. It's just the shit that we come up with off the top of our heads, ladies and gentlemen.
That was a good one. DNA
dysentery. DNA dysentery. Oh, no. I think I'm in love. It's the beat. Too much cum. It's coming out the bum. That's what DNA dysentery is. When you drink too much cum and it comes out the bum. There you go.
You see that, you need to run.
You're going to get the runs between your buns.
Shit ain't fun.
It shit's no funs.
Okay. Sorry.
Every once in a while this happens
put on our care face again.
We just get caught up in our own shit and then we have to take a break. Commercial.
Hang on, I gotta put my care face back on. Okay, let's continue.
All right. What's even funnier is that my mother-in-law's sister-in-law completely agreed with me on it. After I told her the story on why I did it, she told her side of the family only her version of why I told my father-in-law's parents. Once I told them what actually happened and why I did it, they all sided with me. Yeah, see, contrary to popular belief, leftoids and jelly spoons, the truth does not have versions. But to listen to modern women talk,
yes,
you would think that there were three true sides to every story. No. There's your side, their side, and the truth.
Well, women, like, when they tell their side of the story, there's a blocking and there's an attack in there.
Yep. And there's usually a disassociation of agency because they don't want to be held accountable.
Correct.
For any of the treachery that they have perpetrated.
Yeah, women being treacherous? No. Say it isn't so. Oh, no.
See, that's why when a woman tells you, we're not having sex tonight, what she really means is, we are having sex tonight, but I'm giving myself the plausible deniability to detach myself from the scenario, because if things don't go exactly according to plan, I'm going to claim you seduced me instead of sleeping with you.
See, my buddy Eric,
see how it goes?
Has a really good method for that. He'll go over a woman's house and she'll say, we're not having sex tonight. Mm-hmm. He'll walk over to the fridge, opens it. If there's more than 6 beers in the fridge,
they are having sex tonight. Yep. Because I've gotten that line I don't know how many times. And you want to know what happened within 10 minutes of getting that line?
Boom, chicka, bom, bom.
Yeah, brown chicken, brown. The two sexiest animals on the farm show up. Brown chicken, brown cow. I also caused the other side of my mother-in-law's family to practically excommunicate her from the family and any future gatherings.
Damn, there's a lot of collateral damage in this.
For as much as they love to dress up polyamory as being some emotionally literate higher state of evolution in terms of relationship dynamics, the reason they keep it a secret is because they know it's narcissistic sociopathy.
Or they know it's bad.
They know it's bad. It's the same reason they say body count doesn't matter, but when you ask them theirs, they won't tell you.
That's right.
It's all fluffy weasel word language designed to make treachery look like normalcy. That's not how it works. And they know that's not how it works, no matter how much they tell you they don't.
He's right.
The next day, my wife calls and says she wants to talk. I tell her to fuck off and leave me alone, which is exactly what you should have said. Take your power back. Because if you don't, you're never going to be able to deprogram this woman entirely.
Oh, my Lord.
She continues to try to call me all throughout the day and the next day, and finally, after she called my dad, who promptly chewed her ass, she might be into that, my dad tells me to answer her call, but that she wanted to negotiate with me about still being in her mom's wedding. That's a hard no. So she calls me and I told her about what her friend said. Something snapped in her. She decided she wanted to come back.
Oh, here we go.
I told her I didn't want her in the wedding, but she'd only come back if she was in the wedding. I later found out this was all coming from her mom, as her mom wanted to crush me and control my marriage through brainwashing my wife, saying that I was controlling and abusive because I didn't want my wife in her wedding.
This is so common, too. This happens all the time.
I'm glad that you put wedding in quotes, because the real word is travesty.
All weddings, to me, are a funeral with a cake.
Well, let's be completely frank. You are correct across the board, because even a successful marriage eventually ends with a funeral.
Yeah.
So there you go. Well, I decide to play the long game because you watched that episode. Fuck yeah,
listen to the description.
So I go along with it. Sometimes you have to lose a battle or two in order to win the war.
That is acceptable strategy.
And now you are seeing this as war, and that is exactly how you win.
Yes.
So she comes back, and she's in the wedding. Fast forward a few months, and our lease is coming up for renewal. I tell my wife, okay, you got to be in your mom's wedding. Now it's my turn to get what I want.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, are we primed? Are we primed? The Mr. Burns is coming out again.
Here we go. Release the hounds.
Excellent. We're going to release the hounds. Isn't it amazing just how much Mr. Burns and Stewie sound alike?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm guessing that was on purpose, Seth MacFarlane. I may have to call you on a little bit of plagiarism there. Just saying. I want to move far away from your mother's influence. So we moved in with my parents for what I thought would be a brief period of time.
Okay.
Well, fast forward to my wife's birthday, and I decided to go through her phone before she woke up. There I discovered she had been sexting a former hookup the entire time of our relationship and marriage.
Yeah, dude.
So this is that feminism.
This is not a good look, man.
Not at all.
No, I'm trying to be positive here, but this is...
I wake her up and confront her immediately.
Which you should.
And of course, she is pissed that I went through her phone, but doesn't have an excuse. Well, of course not. There is no excuse.
But here's the thing. If you did not want to salvage this, you would have just put the phone down and started your plans.
And what's hilarious is that women were the ones who pioneered the phrase emotional affair after they all touched themselves watching the movie You've Got Mail. You see how it is? You see what I'm saying here, all right? What they formally romanticize is only romantic when they're the ones doing it to you.
Yeah, the female romantic comedy is basically a bean-flicking movie.
It's only an emotional affair or emotional cheating when you get caught. To them, they're you know, expressing them. They're empowered, I guess. She just said, I don't know why I did it. I never thought I'd get caught. At that point, I thought about either ending myself or our marriage or both. Just end the marriage, bro. My father once again convinces me that's not a good idea. We seek out marriage counseling through my church. That may be one of the only ways that you can actually get a level head on this situation. Because a regular marriage counselor is just a man blamer with a
It's an emotional concentration camp. Yeah. You know this.
Yeah. Most marriage counselors are divorced women. What kind of fair shaker do you as a man think you're going to get from that?
You might as well just whip yourself in the back and then write the check.
Throw yourself in the wood chipper feet first.
Jesus.
Shit.
Because you're going to pay for that, and you're going to get emotionally and verbally abused by everyone in that room.
Yep.
No thank you.
At this point, she has not been interested in church or religion of any kind since her childhood when her mother quit taking her, right around the same time she started the open marriage. Shocker.
Okay.
What happens next is the shocking part. Around this same time, she has a call with her dad, where he admits that her mother was behind all of this, that she hated me, and blames me for everything, has been trying to sabotage us since I called her a lying, cheating whore, because you told the truth.
LCH, lying, cheating whore.
There you go. She's a lich.
Ooh.
She's a lich. Just take out the W, lich.
Lying, indignant, cheating whore.
Yes.
There you go, lich! D&D to the rescue.
He was finally waking up to her BS and getting tired of it.
Good.
And finally, it all clicks for my wife. All the times we had arguments about her mom, the shit her mom would say about me and do to try and sabotage me in any way that she could. She got off the phone and cried and apologized to me for everything.
Yep.
She started going to church with me. A few months in, she decided to become a Christian and be a part of the church. Another motivating factor that broke something inside her was the Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light scandal.
Ooh.
After that, my wife started listening to y'all's live streams with me. She used to hate it when I would listen to y'all and make me go to separate room if I was.
It's because we're telling you the truth, and she did not want to hear the truth, and she didn't want you to hear the truth.
But now she's ready to hear the truth. You see how it works? When comedy hurts, it's because you're living a lie.
Yeah, and we're flipping switches in your thinking, me putting you back on the right course.
We really started getting involved in our church, and she starts becoming more traditional. She started wanting to cook, and cooks damn good meals that are both healthy and delicious. You're going to get fat, bro.
Well, consider yourself wealthy, because is rare.
The thing is, like, women think that men are so complicated. We're not. Balls empty, stomach full, peace at home.
That's it.
That's all we need.
That is the equation right there.
We go out into the world and deal with the shit so that you don't have to. And if you're lucky enough to be a stay-at-home wife and you can look a dude in the face and call that oppression, you deserve to die alone.
I have to agree.
She started baking as well.
Oh.
She's now gotten into sourdough baking. I was able to convince her to quit her job and be a stay-at-home wife and mom after the birth of our son. Thank God for that.
Good.
So you're a very fortunate woman. Don't ever let any stupid effinist mother tell you different.
That's right.
Because where did her decisions lead her?
Stop! Don't touch me there! This is my no-no square! Stop!
We welcomed our son into the world in late of 2024. The change that had happened in her in the last 3 years has been a complete 180. I'm not sure it would have been so drastic had it not been for that phone call with her dad. That goes to show how important fathers and their relationships with their children are. Another big factor is going to church, in my opinion. I think that's something that is sorely needed in this world.
I have to agree.
Yeah.
I have to agree.
The organized religion thing is not for everyone.
No.
That should never prevent you from seeking out a relationship with your creator.
With the universe.
Exactly.
That's what I call it.
Universe, random, it's all the same.
Yeah, it's all the same shit.
So that's the story of deprogramming a feminist into a stay-at-home traditional housewife, having a good relationship with her father, pointing out her mother's bad behavior, and getting her away from bad influences and taking her to church. Also, before I forget, my wife is no longer friends with the female that told me her miscarriage was caused by an abortion pill.
Wow.
And the other one that helped has apologized to me and told me she wouldn't have helped her if she knew my side of the story. The one that suggested to my wife not to do it is also in the process of becoming a trad wife with her husband and is learning a lot from my wife. My wife doesn't reach out to her mom at all. She only speaks to her if spoken to first, but never gives her any details. Winning.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot of turmoil, man. You're a bigger man than I. I would have been gone.
Yes, I would have been gone too. But I will say, a lot of consequences had to come down the pipe for it to get to this point.
Consequences, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's really the only thing that breaks a modern woman of her programming is consequences, and failing that, holding their own child for the first time.
Yes.
Usually will do it. Unfortunately, it doesn't always. In fact,
it's working less and less now because the stranglehold that the cult of the cunt has over the women of the West is very powerful.
Yep. And it's because of that cult. They want to reproduce, but they don't want to be the traditional housewife. So they'll put on a good enough front just long enough to knock out a couple kids, and then they'll try to go back to the effinism again.
Yes.
I've seen it.
Yes, so have I.
And it's reprehensible.
Well, it's not going to work out. I mean,
no, it's not. 40% of these people wind up with an incurable STD within 5 years of engaging in this lifestyle, and then they bring that home to you. I guess the first year is paper, 5 years is herpes. Yeah, it's good times.
It's not a good thing, man.
No. I know somebody who not only engages in this bullshit, but her husband doesn't, but they had a syphilis scare. And then she started demanding that her husband wear protection, but her lover does not.
What? What the fuck?
Has some self-respect, for God's sake.
I don't talk to them anymore as a result of this.
God damn.
Because it is repugnant to everything in me. I just can't.
Oh my God. I don't blame you, man.
Treating that level of treachery with civility is not in my DNA.
It's not going to take you anywhere good, man.
No. I'm glad that your woman woke up.
Let's hope she stays that way.
Exactly. And send us some sourdough. That sounds kind of good, actually. I go for a sourdough, sandwich on sourdough bread right now. A little spicy Italian, not to be confused with the ladies because they like to throw shit. The Italian temper is a real phenomenon, ladies and gentlemen.
We covered that in the ethnic anger scale.
Yeah, actually. We did. And if she's Puerto Rican, oh yeah.
Yeah, bat full of nails, baby.
Oh, she'll do cheetah flips on that peg D, but she'll make you pay for it.
They get stabby, stabby, shooty, shooty, too.
Woo. Yeah. Shooty in the blowfish.
Shooty in the blowfish. That's hilarious.
I'm aging myself now. All right. Well, I hope you all enjoy this. If you have stories in your life of women doing treacherous things or women waking up from effinist brainwashing, we want to know about them.
Yeah.
Send them to us. There's a link tree in the Meat Gazer box. You don't even have to remember the email because there's an email portal in that link tree. Shoot us your stories because we are curious like George.
Hell yeah.
And we are not bi-curious like Jorge. The Fast and the Bi-Curious is just the porno spoof. We'll see you guys next time, provided my car doesn't shake itself apart. It's a good time.
Well, this road is in poor condition.
This road sucks. 21 fucking more cents per gallon gas tax for Stretch and Gretchen, and the roads are still shit.
Fucking cunt.
Yeah. Let's fix everything that doesn't need to be fixed and leave all the other shit alone. Just to make it obvious that we're doing something for all this extra tax money that we're bending you over for, right?
Yep.
That's how it works? Pretty sure?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Politics in the 21st century can suck my ass.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen.
Any final words?
Well, first of all, you need to be really cautious of the woman of today.
Correct.
Especially if they've been ran through. Mm. The chances of you staying in a long-term relationship with them is very slim. And it could wind up you costing you all of your wealth, everything you earned, your dignity, and your honor. Yeah. Don't do it. It's not worth it.
This dude even had a solid foundation. He hooked up with a chick whose parents were together. His parents are still together. He comes from a conservative background. He knows the deal. Uh-huh. And he still got hoodwinked by somebody for a while.
Yeah.
Thankfully, she was somebody who was willing to learn from her parents' mistakes.
Yeah.
You can find a woman like that, you stand a chance. But you better vet that woman within an inch of her fucking life.
We're actually going to see a lot of women in the near future who are 40 and north of 40 wanting to, like, fool men to come back to the plantation. Don't fall for that bullshit.
Nope. And, most of those women are going to be permanently single, divorced, and childless. You are the Hail Mary pass at that point.
Don't do it.
No. Take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and don't forget to wash your back pussy in the sink. See you next time.
Out!